I love days like this. I'm so excited, Dusty.
Mac, you
I can't wait.
96.5 The Fan, Bob Fesco, Dusty Leggins, Mac Morey. Mac, how you feeling today, dude?
Good,
you all right?
Mac.
You okay?
Like a sour burp in there and everything.
Yeah, you seem like maybe.
Are you on the camera in there? Is your camera working today, Mac?
You seem a little down.
Yeah, put your camera on.
Okay. Now do me a favor. Mac, do me a favor and go to my Twitter and read the last tweet I tweeted.
Go ahead. Read that out loud.
I want to make sure you're awake.
Yeah, you awake this morning? Because I know somebody said you busted into the bathroom and knocked the stall down. And then you come in here and you have a sour burp. And your heartburn. My heart is racing right now. Can you read the damn tweet that Dusty put up?
27 seconds ago.
Ah!
No. Wait, what? Is this real?
Oh, it is real.
No way.
And it is spectacular. Yeah. Good morning. Yes Mac there is very excited.
Yes. We knew you had died. We were sitting here. And we're like, Bob's like, I don't think he knows. Because, like, he went to the bat. So this, we'll connect all the dots. Welcome to Fesco in the Morning.
Oh,
breaking news.
Gosh.
The Chiefs have acquired or are acquiring wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins from the Tennessee Titans for a maybe later on day pick. So here's the story of our morning. Bob Fesco and Dusty Leggins, we're sitting in this room. And Mac's kind of walking around. He's funneling with the cameras. And he looks a little disheveled. I go to Bob because he came up to me in the bullpen. He's like, hey, Hopkins to Kansas City. And I'm like, okay, scratch the rundown. I go, go tell Mac. He goes through the double doors. He comes back. And I'm like, did you talk to him? He's like, wasn't in there. Sterling just said somebody went in there and bulldozed through the bathroom and left. And then you come in here and we're like looking at you, like waiting for you to be like, hey, did you guys hear? And I'm like, all right. And then you left. I looked at Bob. I said, he has no idea. I said, he has no clue. I was like, he has no idea. And then you go back in there and you have the burp and the heartburn look. And I'm like, you okay? And I'm like, Bobby has no idea. He's just got to stay off his computer. He's got to stay off his computer. And then we're like, how can we distract you? So we're speaking foreign language to you about the cameras.
Yeah. I know you guys were taking me off about the
camera today. Like, we were just trying to distract you for the last 2 minutes.
What are you guys doing?
And
shut
then I'm
up.
Like, and I have the tweet quoted because you sent out the show tweet. And it says, on 96.5 The Fan and The Fan 96.5, thoughts on Cooper Kupp to the Chiefs rumors.
Oh, my God.
Jay Binkley to talk college at 6:45.
Tell you what, Binkley's going to have some thoughts on DeAndre Hopkins today.
Max Pack and Bob's Bottom Feeders and more. And then I had a quote tweet and say, and new wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins coming to Kansas City. But I couldn't hit send. I had to listen to Herm Edwards.
Yeah.
And that's why I told Bob, I was like, we gotta get him there.
Oh,
and Bob's
God.
Over here. I'm not kidding you. Like, I'm not off my ass. I'm standing this entire time.
I'm sweating.
I hope this angle of this camera is not in an appropriate spot.
It's pretty great.
Okay. And Bob's like, you know, ducks on water where up top everything seems calm, but underneath those feet are going 100 miles an hour. Bob's just like, dude, we got to go. Sources are telling me this and telling me that. Offense might be different now, obviously.
Wow. I actually wanted to.
Oh,
that was fantastic.
I actually wanted to get started a little earlier today, but I know with the podcast and Lash, you know, the guy who fights the bear with the switch in college.
That's so great.
He's mad that he fights a bear with a switch. I mean, he's out there with the switchblade fighting bears in college. It's unbelievable. But anyway, so he was complaining the podcast doesn't start till 6, so we started 6. I wanted to start a little early today. But from what I'm being told, my sources, as I read my phone and I feel like an old man this morning, it looks like he's going to end up here. It's definitely trending that way per source. But also that they're probably going to end up giving only a day 3 pick up for Deshaun Watson. And Dusty and I were kind of counting the drafts. Okay, day 1 is the first round. Day 2 is second and third round. So you're talking somewhere between a fourth and a seventh round pick.
And Rappaport's
giving
got fifth
up for
pick.
A fifth round pick. Yep. Third day pick for Deshaun Watson. So it is trended that way. And I can tell you what, they're fired up.
Pick them up on your fantasy rosters.
Yeah. Well, pick them up on your fantasy roster because now they've got somebody, you know, in the game that they can rely on from a veteran standpoint. They've got, you know, Rashee Rice, obviously, is not part of the equation right now. We'll get into this as the day goes along. There is very much copious amounts of optimism that Hollywood Brown will be back in December now for this team. And so you start to think about what could be happening later in the year. But with DeAndre Hopkins, you're getting experience. He can play against zone defense. I know a lot of people people out there that matters to them and whatnot. From the people that I've talked to this morning, they like him against the zone defense, and they really think this is a guy that you can trust, obviously, at 32 years old, but more importantly, that red zone presence. He's really good in the red zone, so I think the Chiefs are going to be very excited about that. To have a guy that can finally score, you know, from a pass-catching standpoint inside the 20-yard line, and it goes to show you, man, you covet something for 5 years. You're bound to get it, baby. Let's go. DeAndre Hopkins, 5 years ago, everybody wanted in Kansas City, and now we got DeAndre Hopkins, and he has no contract, you know, to deal with at the end of this season, which is the most important thing of all time. What does it say on there?
It says Mac looks shook, and someone screenshotted the moment he found out about Hopkins.
Yeah, it's all over the Twitter, but the good news is with this pickup is that there's nothing that the Chiefs are owing DeAndre Hopkins after this season, and that is very, very important to the organization, because as we were going to go through the Cooper Kupp saga today and where that was, one of the biggest holdups and one of the biggest deterrents really with Cooper Kupp is that they were going to be on the hook for another $20 million next year. And look, the Rams floated that rumor out there. We'll just call it what it is. That there was no conversation between the Chiefs and the Rams. The Rams floated all of that information out there to try to get the wheels moving on Cooper Kupp. And I thought it was really funny yesterday listening and watching and seeing what some of these folks were saying about, you know, Cooper Kupp and asking him, you know, people are calling about you. No, the Rams are calling everybody else about Cooper Kupp because they want to unload that salary and move that thing forward and move that player out so they can change things up a little bit. So the Rams were calling everybody and their brother yesterday about Cooper Kupp. And as of last night, I was told the Chiefs hadn't even talked to the Rams about Cooper Kupp because of what the compensation would have been on the front end. They were looking for like a second or third round draft pick. And then you would have owed them $20 million next year. And that would have depleted a lot of things that they wanted to do in the offseason. So they went a different route. And as Brett Veach always does, magically pulling that ace out of his sleeve and going out there and getting DeAndre Hopkins for, what do we say, a day three pick, a fifth round pick, or whatever it is.
Could turn into a fourth.
That means if, you know, you got incentives and all that nonsense, and, you know, DeAndre Hopkins does his thing, and if the Chiefs win a third Super Bowl, I don't think Brett Veach is going to care if this goes to a fourth round draft pick. But you get to basically keep all of your good draft picks together, because there's a lot of free agents that are going to be on this roster next year, from Trey Smith to Bolton to, you know, it's time now to start talking about Karlaftis and Trent McDuffie. They're eligible now to start being in that conversation of getting paid. Ooh. You want to have money for those guys. Justin Reed coming up on free agency as well. Is that a guy that you're going to look to re-sign? And if you would have brought Cooper Kupp in here with that $20 million hit, it really would have hampered
what
you could
do. Who were the guys you were saying needed contracts?
Trey Smith, Bolton, Justin Reed, and Trent McDuffie and George Karlaftis can now have conversations about their contract once this season is over, because they're going into that fourth year, you know, of play. Mm-hmm. And you know, you can pick up that fifth year option, but I guess that's like the franchise tag this day and age. You don't want to pick up the fifth year option. You want to get somebody extended long term. Mm-hmm. And look, let's call it what it is. Karlaftis and McDuffie have earned long term contracts here in Kansas City, right? Like, I don't think there's any debate on that. So you've got basically five guys that are on your roster that you truly value that are going to be free agents, allegedly, potentially, allegedly is the bad word, but potentially after this season. You want to keep as much money funneling to them instead of, you know, spending $20 million on Cooper Kupp. And if you would have gotten Cooper Kupp, then free agency would have been, to steal a term, a blank space for the Chiefs this offseason. So they made the right move with DeAndre Hopkins, banged up a little bit, 32 years old, but that's a veteran presence. Temper your expectation too. That's the thing. Like, I'm looking at his numbers right now, and Dusty are like, how many people already picked this guy up? I don't think he has 200 yards receiving yet on the season. So you temper your expectations a little bit. Just count on DeAndre Hopkins for me to be a Sammy Watkins type of player, where he's going to come in and he's going to be that reliable guy. Patrick's going to scan the field 10 or 15 times on each play. And then when he needs that outlet, DeAndre Hopkins is going to be that guy and kind of be that Sammy Watkins guy for you, that outlet. It's 3rd and 7. He picks up 8. It's 3rd and 9. He picks up 11. You're inside the red zone. You get a touchdown. You get a guy that you can count on and rely upon. And to me, that's ultimately where we are right now. That's why MVS wasn't brought in. Patrick Mahomes can't rely on that guy to do anything. DeAndre Hopkins Hopkins is a guy who's got veteran presence, who everybody knows, a guy who's been there, a guy who's done that, a guy that you can truly rely on. And that's what this offense needs to go along with number 87 out there as well. Now you've got two guys that you can truly rely on, and then December comes along, and the optimism is abound, as they like to say, of getting Hollywood Brown back in December as well. So things are good in Kansas City, baby. Let's go.
Woo!
Yeah, Ian Rappaport, all those people, everybody tweeting it. Ian Rappaport tweeted earlier, says DeAndre Hopkins is being traded to Kansas City in exchange for a fifth rounder that can get to a fourth rounder. Deal is being finalized. A key veteran who would be the final piece. Hopkins' name has been hot in the trade market. Now he lands with the champs.
Oh, also another big move today. Kamara and the Saints agree on a 2-year extension too. Why would you re-sign with that team?
Get that money and guarantee it. Whew. Who cares at that point? Just get his money, I guess, is what he's saying.
Were they talking about trading him on Monday?
Yeah.
Right? Like, literally.
Yeah.
Kai Kamara re-signing with the Saints. Way to go.
DeAndre Hopkins' last game was last Sunday against Buffalo. He had one catch for -2 yards.
But he's also going from Will Levis to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, right? Bottom three offense to one of the best.
Yeah, his two games after that, more probably what you're expecting. Versus Indianapolis on October 13th, he had 4 receptions for 54 yards.
That's a good day.
Against Miami, he had 2 for 31. And then against Green Bay, he had the type of game I think that you can expect from him here more often than not.
Right.
He had 6 for 73, and he had a touchdown in that game against Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.